My name is Chris Whitwinger, and I've been coming to Grace since 2009, which was my freshman year at Piedmont. I currently work at a place called Alpha Acres, and it's a ministry of the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, located in Yadkinville. I work there as a program manager and as a substance abuse counselor. But if you would have asked me back when I graduated high school in 2004 that, I would have never guessed that this is the type of work in which I would find myself. But as I look back on my journey, it really wouldn't make sense that I'd be anywhere else. So the things I've done in my life, the drugs, the crime, the rebellion, those things are shameful. Those things are embarrassing. I was full of regret for those things. Those things were part of my story that I thought were better left untold, or so I once thought. But the Apostle Paul states that godly grief produces the repentance that leads to salvation without regret. And I don't want to use this time to exposit a passage, but I will say this. Those Christians at Corinth were involved in some pretty serious sin, and it was good that they felt the weight of it because it led to their repentance. And the very act of feeling the weight of your sin is an extension of the grace of God towards you. It was God's grace that allowed me to feel the consequences of my sin and move closer to Him because of it. That wasn't my own doing. If it were up to me, I would have chosen to never feel the consequences of my sinful, ungodly decisions. But had God left me to my own desires, I wouldn't be here today. And I don't mean that in a trite or cliche type of way. I mean that if I wasn't dead by now, I would at least be in prison. But because God had predestined me to be conformed to the image of His Son, I did feel the consequences of my sin, and even some lifelong ones. Nevertheless, it was and still is the grace of God that continues to transform my desires. And here's the kicker. God is transforming me not just for my own benefit or so that I have a story to tell. He has and is still transforming me as a means of the preparation for the ministry to which He has called me. When I was in jail in 2008 and 2009, I went to a Bible study. Now, admittedly, I only went because I was doing some time in solitary confinement, and it was the only time of the week I could get out and talk to other people face-to-face, not having to talk through the vent that connects my cell with three other cells. but nevertheless, I went. And when I was going to those Bible studies, all of those well-intentioned, self-sacrificing servants had one thing in common. They had never been to jail. They had never lived by the drugs that motivated their every thought and every action. They meant well and they had good things to say, but their sins were not like my sins, and there seemed to be a disconnect. So I told myself that if I ever got my life turned around, I was going to speak to these guys from a place of experience. Granted, this was not the moment in time that God got a hold of my heart, because when I was released from jail, not 48 hours later, I was right back in it, and even worse. Even still, through a series of events and people, God led me to Winston-Salem to go to Piedmont Baptist College back then, now International University. And maybe even more importantly, He led me to Grace Bible Church. It was at Grace that God started to teach me things like living in the outflow, that my actions were an indication of my rebellious heart, and that the answer wasn't stricter rules or more restrictive practices, but that I needed to know God more and love Him more deeply. It was here at Grace that God started to show me that my life, although riddled with sin and ungodliness, was going to be redeemed by being used as a minister of reconciliation. Now, when I started at the Rescue Mission, first at the thrift store, then in the 90-day program, and now at Alpha Acres, which is a one-year-long program, I thought it was going to be my past experience that would be the majority factor in whether or not I could be of any help to those guys. But as I continue to grow and God continues to work in me through His Spirit, I am realizing that my past is just a part of it. My past is just one aspect of shared experience that can be beneficial for these guys. Rich often says that being a follower of Jesus is helping others follow Jesus. And every day I gain a deeper understanding of that as I walk side by side with those guys at Alpha Acres. My past and common experiences gained me a hearing. But common pasts don't change futures. My goal, as I pursue Christ, is to build new commonalities with these guys. My goal is to share experiences with them, of victories over sin, of depending on God's grace and wisdom, to become skilled at the art of living life. I thank God for my past and for the grief I experienced because it instituted a heart change. But it is my continual daily desire for Christ that I want to share with those who are broken and suffering and seemingly beyond hope. it is definitely helpful that I have some common experiences with those guys at Alpha Acres, that I can talk the way they talk, that I can recall the same feelings that they're feeling. But being a minister of reconciliation is not predicated on having the same jailhouse stories. It's about having the same goal. And as I walk, and as my goal is to walk with God, I pray that those whom God has entrusted to me at this season in their lives cultivate a desire for God as they hopefully see in me. I thank God for the way He has shaped me and molded me from my godless ways to be used for Him by His glory, and I'm equally as thankful for the community of grace and the leaders here who have been used of Him to help make me useful. Thank you.